a beatdown, primetime beatdown by BYU last night. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer recording on Sunday morning before the NFL slate of games start. Of course, highlighted by the Chiefs and Falcons later on tonight. This postcast reaction edition of K-State's first loss of the season on the football side. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Y'all know what it is. Spotify, iTunes, there as well. This is your first time, very first time, listening to this other K-State's podcast. We're all K-State sports. We're like tennis. Tennis doing some good. Somebody's got to do something good this week. Tennis doing something. We'll catch up on that coming into the week. Women's soccer and volleyball will be getting going here shortly as well. So I'm recording this just before they get started as well. They need to bounce back. Soccer, they need to figure out something as well. Oh, you can tell I'm on a roll already here on this reaction. This is this podcast. So yeah, this reaction episode won't come out till about 11 or midnight tonight. I want to get this set. Well, this will be scheduled after the Chiefs Falcons game. No, I am not a Kansas City Chiefs fan, and I'm not going to cheer against my own team, so you can forget about that. So, the conclusion of that game, this podcast reaction edition, will be out as well. But yes, BYU, this, I can't be what I watched last night. If you listen to this podcast or listen to me on any of the other podcasts before, you know, I'm definitely not going to sugarcoat anything now. K-State football on the road. I thought, well, you know, I did a preview this week, two parts, numbers stacked against K-State. And this was the fear. I feared this way before the season started. You know, if we got by Arizona, which we did, right? This was going to be a letdown game. I was thinking about this was going to be a letdown game, not for disproportions. I called this again on the reaction edition, not the reaction, the, oh man, the projections of the schedule. And so maybe a lot of people didn't see it. And look, shout out BYU, first off. That was a hell of an atmosphere last night through the TV screen, and they are hyped up. And indeed, that was the fear. Prime time, that was the fear. Sellout crowd, that was the fear. Ranked opponent, K-State, up in the top, if it was in the top 15. That was the ranked fear there. This team just came apart of the seams in a matter of less than 8 minutes, decided this game. K-State was in control of the game, was in control of this game. And you know the old-time saying goes, right? You know the old-time saying goes, when you go on the road, you got to score touchdowns, not field goals. You hear this all the time where it's college football, going, you're a ranked opponent going to somebody else's house in prime time. NFL, same damn thing. Go on the road, you got to score touchdowns, not put up 3 points every damn time, right? And there's just so many things to talk about, but I want to keep it condensed because Alex, we'll go around the horn of sports, and I'm pretty sure this is going to be the spiciest one yet. Over on the Podbean app, download the Podbean app now. Greer 3-8 podcast. I've said it all year long so far, and I'll keep on saying it for those that continue to pop in and out of this podcast. Greer, the number 3 EDID and possibly S podcast. K-State getting beat down by BYU. Too many mistakes in a embarrassing loss. Indeed, 39-9 last night. K-State, 13th ranking nation, did not play to their capabilities. Really, after DJ Ginn surprisingly fumbled the ball there. That was a game-changing play of this game. But K-State not going down there, scoring touchdown. That's another thing. And then what boggles me, after the fumble recovery, return for a touch, scoop and score by BYU, Connor Riley, Matt Wells, whoever the hell is calling plays, decided, let's just throw the ball up in the air. Instead, BYU had the momentum. at that time. BYU, and maybe there's a lot of points I could take out from my Teardown Tuesday, which is probably going to be this right here. This drives me insane. BYU has momentum. Just run the ball. Let's run the clock out. Don't give the ball to the other team. And yes, Avery, to keep saying it over and over, I've said it, but he needs work to do. Avery Johnson, officially, you have some work to do, son. If you're going to be that player that everybody's talking about, yeah, everybody's talking on the side of their mouth, including us, including with our name in the hat too, with our name in there. But now that we're four games in to the KSA football season, there's work to do on all fronts, for the probably exception of the run game that I talked about. Avery Johnson, DJ Giddens, and Dylan Edwards. I said just the big three, right, for this team. If they're going to win the game on the road, they got a whole hold in on Avery Johnson, Edwards, and Giddens, right? And they were doing that. And then you don't get into the end zone. That's another problem. Why the hell we have two coordinators, offensive coordinators, if that's okay, all right. So you tell, I'm on fire. I'm on edge of my seat. This is the Pearl Project. That's all things K-State sports. K-State getting blown out on the road against BYU last night. Again, shout out to BYU. Holy cow. That was some scene over there. Again, coach, I can't pronounce his name, but he had his team ready to play. You knew it. You knew the numbers stacked against you. Going on the road, a team that you did not play last year that came into this league. BYU showed they belong in this conference. And now, K-State, you're behind the eight ball if you want to get back in that picture. Obviously, we'll talk Oklahoma State this little on this week, because I ain't talking about them right now. Oklahoma State, they had their own issues, but we have a lot of issues over here. And Chris Klieman said it in his post-game presser. Yeah, embarrassing loss going all the way back to COVID. Oh, hell yeah. That was some different circumstances there. The locker room comes to my mind when it comes to that. But staying up, waiting for this game, staying up late, that was painful. If you wrote that script early, I would go take my butt to bed. I would not wait all day long, wait all day for Sunday night, all this other stuff. I would not wait all day for Saturday night football, wait all day to watch that crap. You would have told me that you would have wrote that script out, wrote that plan out, I would have gone to bed. That is infuriating. Four games in the season, we're going to sugarcoat things. No, sir. Not in this particular podcast. That is bad football last night. And two quarterbacks. I want to say this. Two quarterbacks, everyone say it don't work. Two coordinators, offensive coordinators, sure as hell don't work. Somebody's got to figure out something. You had Matt Wells, brought him over here, fix whatever the hell needs to be fixed. And sure enough, a lot of issues in K-State Online post-game report said wide receivers. Yeah, don't get me started on that. Don't get me started on that, because again, a lot of work to do on that side. And just the turnover. Just the turnover is absolutely killing. The penalties, turnovers, getting beat what you had, and the running game was working. And yes, DJ fumbled the ball. BYU picked up and scored it. But after that, K-State just played like a young Pop Warner team out there. Didn't know what the hell they were doing out there. No words. Just it's inexplicable what was going on out there. In a span of 6 minutes, you had a lead. The commentators last night, I can't think of who was ahead, who was the play-by-play, but Brock Osweiler, former Broncos quarterback, Texans quarterback, whatever, saying that they were talking about K-State just had two offensive possessions. You didn't get into the damn end zone. Two offensive possessions. You held time of possession, kept BYU off the field. Now, again, BYU, I didn't really pay attention to them. All I know is the score, the results in the box score. That's all going off of. And yeah, I've seen BYU before play at home and play tough teams just like this last night at home. And they just flat out embarrassed K-State. That's just, from the second quarter on, that was just maddening. That was just frustrating. I wouldn't say maddening's the wrong word, but shocked and frustrated. Holy smoke. You didn't know what was going on. All of a sudden, you know, K-State turned into a... This is probably the wrong terminology, but I'm going to say it anyways because I'm rocking and rolling here on this reaction edition. The podcast, K-State losing their first game of the season in embarrassing fashion last night. And yeah, Chris Klieman, yeah, he said the word as well. That was the word of the night. Embarrassment. Not playing potential. Embarrassment. Embarrassment. Looking at this, embarrassment. What the hell is going on? Who's calling plays? All this other stuff. And it just embattles me that you're gonna put a young quarterback, Avery Johnson, is what, fifth career start quarterback for Kansas State Wildcats. You're gonna put the ball in the air where you could have just squashed BYU's momentum at the. You're getting the ball back in the second half. You're getting the ball back in the second half of this game. You're getting the ball first to start the second half of this game. That's why I don't understand why you're gonna put in danger Avery Johnson. Nobody even said that. Nobody pointed that out. I mean, you were getting the ball to start the second half, and of course, Avery Johnson, to start the second half, threw a pick, did not see the linebacker try to make something happen, and just forced it over the middle of the field, intercepted. You know how that story goes. It is a matter of fact that just every making mistakes, dropping passes, receivers, Jaden Jackson dropping a pass. Kiki was doing something early. But didn't hear from the rest of the game. Jace Brown let one drop through his fingers in the end zone. You got the old saying, you can't put your hands on, you got to catch that. And maybe it was a little too long, but you had the defender beating the back of the corner in the end zone. You didn't catch that pass. So that goes as a drop pass. We can't keep sugarcoating this team for making just simple mistakes. It just can't happen like that. And now you're behind the 8-ball. You're definitely behind the 8-ball. You got to catch back up. But again, I'm trying not to look ahead to Oklahoma State too far often. But I'm hammering this team for their performance. And we'll look forward to Oklahoma State when we get in the week. For sure, it is just frustrating last night because, yeah, you're getting the ball back. Just run the ball with Edwards to run the clock out. Get in the locker room. You're down one score. Let's see. Yeah, you're going to be down at least 10-6, right? Yeah, because it was 6-3, scoop and score, made it a lead, and that Lavelle Edwards State was rocking and rolling at that point. I want to be on the fly. I want to be a mosquito in the air to hear that crowd last night. My gosh. But that sequence right there, that little bit of sequence right there, you were getting the ball. You didn't need Avery Johnson to throw the football right there in that situation. Carter Riley, whoever the again, calling a play. Somebody, one person need to call plays. That's just dead right and simple. The quarterbacks, you know, everyone's saying, you know, one quarterback, lead a team. None of this two quarterback system. Heard that in the Florida Gators win over Mississippi State yesterday. That two quarterbacks didn't work. Well, it did back in my heyday and all this other stuff like that. We saw it with Leak and Tebow and all this. Yeah, that's a whole different. Florida, they're going through a whole different situation right now. So that's them. Here in this situation, that's frustrating. And getting off the slow starts, you know, if K-State, you put two touchdowns there, BYU ain't get, who knows what's going to happen? We don't know now because we already know what the end result is. K-State got blown out on the road. It's just four games in the season now. We can't even keep sugarcoating this team. Gotta take it. And yes, Chris Klieman, he put it on his shoulders. Yes, I commend him for that, obviously. And he and Avery Johnson had a little conversation there. And that was probably, I would probably say that was the highlight of the night there. I know I'm sitting here frustrated with this team. Coaching staff, yeah, they're to blame. Players, yeah, they need to blame. Take accountability as well. But that probably the highlight of the night was seeing Chris Klieman as they go in the locker room, put his hands on Avery Johnson's shoulder pad, kind of put him around his shoulder and say, look, man, I mean, it's all right. We're going to be okay. But you should have been okay being down one score, instead of two scores there, because you put Avery Johnson in a dangerous situation, throwing the football, and he just threw it up there for grabs. You can't put your young quarterback in that stupid situation there. And yeah, that sequence there cost the game. I tweeted that. Alex calls to the other podcast or on Podbean. You just can't. That was a sequence right there in this game. And then after that, just K-State played like a Pop Warner team out there. Didn't know what they're doing. Turn the ball. Let's get the ball to the other team. You damn sure can't do that. Y'all know. K-State Nation knows. Everybody knows. You can't turn the ball, whether you're playing at home in front of your home crowd or not. You cannot turn the ball over, giving teams extra possessions and then the top of that, capitalizing. And on the top, and the cherry on top of BYU, special teams, K-State, we were getting back in the flow. Special teams, you. We weren't special teams, you, last night. Gave up a wacky punt return for a touchdown there, which a couple of K-State players ran into each other, pretty much took themselves out of the play. What are we doing? What are we doing? It's just. My mind is blown. What just happened? What I just lost last night. Again, you would have wrote up that script, that pre-plan, like marathon planning and all that. If I would have saw that in that plan, hell no. Oh no, watch that. That is unacceptable. Unacceptable across the board. Penalties. Offensive line got ate up. Penalties last night. Hadley Panther had a couple penalties. You can't do that. You cannot do that. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Reaction edition here for a few more minutes here. I'm on a roll here. K-State blown out. Got worked by BYU. Upset by BYU 39-9 in this game last night. There as well. This morning, I listened to the press conference, Chris Klein press conference, and I listened to what the fellows over at K-State Online said about this game. This game could have been different. K-State had two long-ass drives, come with 6 points. I can't. I'm getting trouble saying something. But K-State dropped the 3-1, and BYU stays undefeated. Yes, both teams came undefeated. One was going to leave still undefeated. The other going to suffer a loss. Not only that, you were going to step up in the conference. K-State, you're behind. Now in that, K-State 3-1, 0-1. Now in this game there, let's see. Oh, nope. Let's see, I can pull up the other screen right here real quick. Yeah, Avery Johnson got relieved. Not that it really mattered anyways there. Jacob Knuth put the ball on the ground as well. So everybody playing like Pop Warners here. There as well. Avery Johnson of the night, 15 of 28, 130 yards, picked a couple times in this one, threw no touchdown passes. Giddens, your leading rusher, 19 carries on 93 yards. Avery, next in line there with 74 yards. Dylan Edwards, 41. Jace Brown, 4 catches for 51 yards. I'm gonna hammer this receiving core. And that's no surprise on this podcast. That's gonna be later on. And then Austin Romaine, your leading tackle there, 9 in this game. Marquis Siegel, he got cooked again, and he was getting cooked on social media. 5 tackles there. And then Brennan Mott continues to play at a high level as well. But doesn't matter. We lost the game. So we lost the ball game. So now what? It just infuriates me that in a span of 6 to 8 minutes, a college football game can turn, when you dominated the first half, can flip on a chance and a flip on a dime. That's just crazy. Fitted to me, and I'm still pretty hot about it. to be honest, as you can probably tell on this podcast. So definitely we'll have to see. But yeah, definitely one of the more infuriating losses. Now add to the list Iowa State last year to snow as well. So that was really infuriating. You're at home and you're playing touch football in the snow. This just can't happen. And last night, if K-State is going to be still in the conversations of trying to get back to the college football playoff, they can't play like that. They cannot play like that. And I saw a tweet. Boy, I'm going to put I'm gonna put a fellow podcast on blast. I'm not gonna call him out yet, but he said he thought we were gonna still win the game last night. You serious? Seriously? You tweet that after the fact we get down two scores and you see how badly we're playing. I'm not gonna put you on blast yet. Maybe later on in the week. I'm just gonna say that. I saw that. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? We're losing by two scores. How are we gonna win this game? By playing, giving the ball, playing bad in all phases, not playing sound football, fundamental football, giving the ball away. If I would have recorded this last night, I would have been throwing some choice words on this podcast. And we're going to look at Woods right now. I'm very interested to hear what Alex has to say about this performance. I had him on in a while. And we'll talk, hopefully, better results from volleyball and women's soccer, because that's going so well right now. Anyway, so like I said, women's tennis doing something. Somebody's got to do something positive. Here, we'll be checking in on them. Women's golf has been playing in the Schooner tournament. We'll just roll with that right now because this weather, rainy, has been rainy for most of the morning. So, yeah. So, I got nothing else. And K-State better tighten up quick because I'm not here. I'm not saying I'm here to told you so because this is what I was thinking anyway. Because if you beat Arizona, and I don't think anybody said it was going to be a trap game. So, y'all stupid for even underestimating that. It's college football. Anything can happen in college football. Y'all should know that by now. I'm not saying, maybe I am telling I told you so because, but I didn't think it would be like this though. No, not close enough. And being obviously Casey alum, yeah, it's flat out embarrassing. I'm probably going to get asked a million questions off the podcast and that's fine. You can't play like this. Cannot play like this. Moving forward, that's all I'm going to say about that. Yeah, so K-State losing, blown out, upset, beat down, whatever word you want to use. BYU dominated this game from really this late in the first half on. Clock mismanagement. Clock mismanagement? What are we doing? That's the other thing. I mean, you had to just to run the ball out, you'd be down one score. Rally the troops. But we're not going to see that because we didn't see that, obviously. That didn't happen, obviously, because Connor Riley, Matt Wells, they decided to put the ball up in the air, and Avery Johns gets picked off, and that's all she wrote, folks. So K-State losing on the road, 39-9, 13-rate K-State losing. We'll see how they rank there are coming out of this bad loss. So, yep, K-State, Chris Kleiman, Avery Johnson, y'all got work to do. The Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. Remember, podcasts are found, are free and available daily whenever else we record this podcast. This will go up late tonight after the conclusion of the Chiefs-Falcons game, so you'll wake up in the morning, have this in your feet, wake up to y'all feed, and we will record a bonus pod over on the Podbean app. Myself and Alex A will talk more about this. It's going to be spicy. I think this is going to be really spicy. Go over on Bobby, so make sure you download that Greer 3-8 podcast on top of that. So K-State Wildcats 3-1, and Chris Kleiman said in that press conference, we'll see how I'm ready to see how they respond. Oh yeah, we're gonna wait on that for sure. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Zane out there in Santa California. K-State embarrassed last night in the hands of BYU last night. See what happens against Oklahoma State. This has been another edition of Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Talk to y'all coming up this week. Cats.